This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. A gunman crossing from Jordan killed three Israeli civilians at the Allenby Bridge border in the occupied West Bank before security forces shot him dead on Sunday, Israeli authorities said. Diane Toe from Reuters reports.
The assailant was a 39-year-old truck driver who came from an influential tribe in southern Jordan, according to family members. It's the first such attack along the border with Jordan since Palestinian Islamist group Hamas launched an assault on southern Israel on October the 7th. It took place in a commercial cargo area under Israeli control where Jordanian trucks offload cargo entering the West Bank, officials said. At a cabinet meeting, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu strongly condemned the shooting.
This is a difficult day. A loathsome terrorist murdered in cold blood three of our civilians at Allenby Bridge.
Jordanian officials said the crossing was closed and that they had begun an investigation into the shooting.
Diane Toe for Reuters. Venezuelan opposition leader Marina Corina Machado said on Sunday that presidential candidate Edmundo Gonzalez left for Spain seeking asylum because his life was in danger. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Venezuelan presidential candidate Edmundo Gonzalez was considered by Venezuela's opposition and several foreign governments to be the legitimate winner of July's presidential race. Venezuela's vice president announced that he was granted safe departure out of the country to help restore what she called the country's political peace and tranquility. The move came as tensions rose between Venezuela's government and Brazil and Argentina, who attempted to provide refuge to Venezuelan opposition officials in the Argentinian consulate in Caracas. In retaliation, Venezuela's president, Nicolás Maduro, broke off diplomatic relations with Argentina's government, which tapped neighbor Brazil to represent its interests and safeguard the asylum seekers. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is VOA News. Authorities are still searching for a shooter in Kentucky after bullets sprayed into cars along I-75, injuring at least five people on Saturday. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
A manhunt is underway in Kentucky where at least five people were injured after someone opened fire along I-75 early Saturday evening.
The dude last shift, multiple people shot.
Emergency transmissions captured by Broadcastify.
The victims have been shot through the windshield.
The sheriff's office posting a picture of 32-year-old Joseph A. Couch, calling him a person of interest in the shooting. London, Kentucky Mayor Randall Weddle says the search area is tough.
That is some rugged terrain and a lot of tree lines. If you guys know northern part of Laurel County, it's just is what it is.
But he's confident the shooter will be found. I'm Julie Walker.
Former Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney is urging other Republicans to vote for Vice President Kamala Harris, calling former President Donald Trump a, quote, threat to the Republic, unquote. Audio from ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos.
Given how close this race is, in my view, again, it's not enough. You have many Republicans out there who are saying, well, you know, we're not going to vote for him, but we will write someone else in.
Right.
And I think that this time around, that's not enough, that it's important to actually cast a vote for Vice President Harris.
Trump and Harris are locked in a tight race for the November 5th vote and face off in a debate next week. Algerian authorities declared President Abdelmadjid Tebboune the overwhelming winner of Saturday's election on Sunday, but a rival candidate alleged irregularities in the count and fewer than half of registered voters cast ballots. Official preliminary results gave Tebboune 95% of the vote. Turnout was 48%. Two NATO members say that Russian drones have violated their airspace, as one reportedly flew into Romania during nighttime attacks on neighboring Ukraine, while another crashed in eastern Latvia on Saturday. There were no reports of casualties or damage in either case. An Israeli airstrike on a house in Jabalia on Sunday killed Mohamed Morsi, deputy director of the Gaza Civil Emergency Service in the northern areas of the Gaza Strip, and four of his family members, health officials said. The Civil Emergency Service said in a statement that Morsi's death raised the number to 83 of its members killed by Israeli fire since October 7th. Residents say Israeli forces had also blown up several houses in the suburb of Gaza City, 5 kilometers from Jabalia. Later on Sunday, the Gaza Health Ministry said Israeli military strikes across the enclave killed at least 15 people. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.